This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Mr. Style, Marty Hackle is the fashion director at Golf Digest. Of course, you can follow Marty on Twitter at Mr. Style MH. And with the PGA Merchandise Show wrapping up last week, always love having Marty back on the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Marty.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good. All right, let's get right into it. I assume you spend most of your time in the apparel booths at the show. Tell me the new company you saw that blew you away.
JP, there were three companies that really blew me away. They were all brand new to the show. Number one, the Swedish company, Galvin Green,
okay,
that does outerwear. And when you talk about the world standard for great outerwear, Galvin Green's product stands head and shoulders with the best of them. And they use Gore-Tex fabrics on all of their jackets. Mm-hmm. And their outerwear is fantastic. Their golf wear is great looking. Brilliant stuff.
Okay. All right.
I was also blown away by A.G. Green. When I say blown away, I mean, here's a company that we know, A.G., who does wonderful five-pocket jeans. They've now entered the golf market with no jeans, mind you, but great-looking golf apparel. It's modern in fit. It's classic in style. It's got that updated look to it. They've got some marvelous merino polos and merino sweaters that I just think are terrific. The third company that blew me away is a company called Use, KJUS.
Okay.
And they are, we know them from the ski industry. And my goodness me, they have an outerwear collection, a down collection that is just gorgeous. Beautiful, beautiful product. So those three companies, each were very unique.
You know, you mentioned outerwear in almost all three of them, and as we bumped into each other last week, you wanted me to be sure that I mentioned vests to you. Is that this year's accessory to have?
Well, I think it's one of those musts for your wardrobe because it's so practical, and Use had it, A.J. Green had it, Galvin Green's got them, RLX has got them, Nike's got them, Adidas has got them. Just about everyone has them. We love them because they keep your cool warm, they keep your arms free. They're incredibly practical, and they work beautifully both on the course and off the course. And, you know, that's my new mantra, JP,
yeah,
is I want to buy products that aren't exclusive for the golf course. So I'm not buying any of those silly pants that have the slit at the bottom because they just look ridiculous when you go to lunch. But I want vests, and I want so many other products that so many companies offered this year that work on course and off course.
We are talking with the fashion director at Golf Digest, Marty Hackle. We're talking about last week's PGA Merchandise Show. All right, I'm going to try and show you that I'm learning at the knee of the master. Here's something I thought I saw a lot of. And that was the combination of natural fibers and performance fibers, but they're efforting to make them look and feel much more like the natural fiber.
Yes, they're like a cotton product that's plated to give it certain characteristics. Maybe it's wicking, maybe it's SPF protection, maybe it's antimicrobial. Yes, we saw quite a bit of those. We saw those at Link Soul by John Ashworth, who's got wonderful natural product. We saw some marvelous things at a company called Johnny O, which is John O'Donnell's company from California. And we've seen Johnny O in the past, and everyone sort of thought of him as a California sort of lifestyle brand. Well, let me tell you what. They've arrived on the front doorstep on a national basis. Great-looking, beautiful product, lots of fun there.
You know, this is a topic we've covered before, but I am constantly amazed at just how big shoes have gotten over the last few years. They've always been important to the game. Now they're a huge fashion statement. I was just taken back by just how important the golf shoe or the hybrid has become.
Yes, that was very, very evident. And we probably start those hybrid discussions with the brand that really started the whole process, and that's Echo. And they even convinced, they even had Graham McDowell there in their booth pitching the product. And they've got lots of new introductions, and they were great. I'll tell you another new company that I thought was terrific, reasonably new, Skechers. That's Cooch's wearing them. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I picked a pair up in the booth. They're light as a feather. They're comfortable. They really fit beautifully into that hybrid class. And you can't have a discussion about footwear without probably talking about FootJoy. They had some new introductions as well. Very lightweight. Really that sort of hybrid shoe that very, very comfortable. Feel great on the feet. You feel like $1 million. And Adidas has a new group of shoes with a technology called Boost. And let me tell you, it is legitimate. Super cushioning. And once again, super comfortable. You're going to feel great after walking 18 with a pair of Boost shoes on. And they had them in both the sporty and the hybrid classifications.
Before I let you go, I thought the energy on the floor was very positive. What was your biggest takeaway from the show?
Well, two things, really. My biggest takeaway was the fact that I'm starting to see companies diversify, starting to make more product that works both on the course and off the course. And I would begin that point with Travis Matthew and their whole new collection that was really superb. And Dunning has got a wonderful group of sort of not yoga per se, not workout per se, but just super comfortable hoodies and sweatpants and just really practical stuff. And I wouldn't, you know, we can't finish this discussion without talking about some of the other great highlights. Jay Lindeberg introduced a special collection by a brand called Bespoken. And it was gorgeous. This was really dress-up sportswear for the golf course and off the golf course. Simply beautiful.
He is
Vineyard Vines now has a much bigger presence now that the Duff is wearing the brand. So we're going to see more and more of Vineyard Vines as we go through, you know, go through this season.
He is the fashion director at Golf Digest, Mr. Style, Marty Hackle. It's always great to see you. I'm glad I got to see you for a moment last week, and thanks for taking the time to do this.
My pleasure, JP. My pleasure.